It's the news you've been waiting for. The old Milo is back. The slogan goes, it's marvellous what a difference Milo makes. But in 2015, Nestle removed the drink's vanilla flavouring and switched to sustainably sourced cocoa and palm oil. Consumers noticed the difference and voted with their taste buds and their wallets. Nestle business manager Anna Stewart said they had ongoing feedback that Kiwis missed the old model, which will return to the shelves across New Zealand on May the 20th. Well, Taryn Ibell started the Facebook page, Change Milo Back to the Old Recipe. It's got 9,000 supporters and she's with us now. Hi there, Taryn.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. You must see this as a bit of a victory.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to wake up yesterday to see everybody sending me articles about what's happening.
Yeah, and what happened, I guess, back in 2015 when you bought some Milo and made it up and it wasn't quite the right sort of thing?
No, I thought maybe my taste buds had gone funny and I was getting sick or something, but then I opened up another container and the same thing happened, so I thought, oh, something must be going on here.
What was what was the new stuff like?
Well, to me, I tasted chemicals rather than actual chocolate taste, and I just, as soon as it hit my tongue, I spat it out. It was not nice.
And what about the kids? Would they drink it?
No, they wouldn't. They actually changed to the Cadbury's drinking chocolate instead.
So it's been, what, 4 years now? I guess you must have missed it.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy that it's actually been this long and taken this long for them to realise that maybe they shouldn't have changed it in the first place.
Did you go on Trade Me in the immediate aftermath of the announcement that there was going to be the change and buy any of the old stuff?
I'm pretty sure I bought everything that was on Trade Me. I was happy to spend $20 on a small packet just so I had some of the original here.
So is this something you drink every day or several times a day even?
Yeah, it was. And once we changed, the kids just had to deal with the change and they gradually got used to it. But now that I told them that, you know, it's coming back, they're excited to try it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how much do you think the pressure that you put on, you know, 9,000 supporters on the Facebook page, how much do you think that was playing a part in the turnaround from Nestle?
I think maybe it would have helped a bit. They did end up blocking me off the Facebook pages back then because they didn't like that I was the one that had instigated this whole page and everybody was joining and having their two cents worth about what they thought the new taste was like and how they were voting with their feet and not buying it anymore. So hopefully...
A bit harsh.
Yeah. So hopefully they can sort of rectify the situation, I guess. I guess time will tell when we go and taste, see if it's what we all remember or if it's just a slightly different taste to what it is actually now.
May the 20th is the big day. You'll be going to stock up.
Oh, yes. I'll be straight down there at school run to pick up a pack and go home and try it.
Hey, look, thanks so much for talking to us today. Taryn Ibell there about the new Milo is the old Milo.